Welcome to KHC Podcasts, where we are here to help you manage your own health.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Coleraine Health Centre podcast. Today's topic is something that affects half the population at some stage in life, menopause. Whether you're going through it, preparing for it, or supporting someone who is, this episode is for you. We'll talk about what menopause is, the symptoms, treatment options, and how you can navigate this phase of life with confidence. What is menopause? Menopause is a natural stage in a woman's life when periods stop permanently and the ovaries stop releasing eggs. It typically happens between the ages of 45 and 55, but some women experience symptoms earlier. If menopause happens before the age of 40, it's called premature menopause or premature ovarian insufficiency. The years leading up to menopause, when hormone levels fluctuate, are known as perimenopause. This phase can last from a few months to several years, with around 50% of women experiencing symptoms during this time. Common symptoms of menopause. Menopause symptoms can vary from woman to woman, but here are some of the most common ones. Hot flushes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, low mood and anxiety, joint and muscle pain, loss of interest in sexual activities. These symptoms can be mild for some women, while others may find them disruptive to daily life. It's important to remember that every experience is unique and there's no one-size-fits-all approach to managing menopause. Treatment options. So, what can be done to manage menopause symptoms? The good news is there are several options available, ranging from lifestyle changes to medical treatments. Let's break this down. So, lifestyle changes. You can have regular exercise, reducing caffeine and alcohol, and stopping smoking can help with symptoms like hot flushes and night sweats. Exercise also supports bone health, which is important, since menopause increases the risk of osteoporosis. Non-prescribed therapies. Some women turn to alternative therapies such as acupuncture, acupressure, or homeopathy. While more research is needed to confirm the effectiveness, they may provide relief for some. Complementary therapies like aromatherapy and meditation can help with stress and relaxation. Prescribed therapies. Non-hormonal treatments. So doctors may prescribe medications like clonidine or gabapentin to help with hot flushes. Psychological therapies like cognitive behaviour therapy, CBT, or dialectical behaviour therapy, DBT, can be beneficial for managing low mood and anxiety. Hormone replacement therapy, which is HRT. This is one of the most common treatments for menopause. It helps replace the estrogen that the body is no longer producing, and some women may require additional hormones like progesterone and testosterone. HRT is available in different forms, including tablets, patches, gels, and creams. We will now talk about the benefits and risks of HRT. HRT can be an effective treatment for managing menopause symptoms, but it's important to be aware of the benefits and the risks. Benefits. It reduces hot flushes and night sweats, improves mood and reduces anxiety, helps maintain bone health and reduces the risk of osteoporosis, and may improve sexual desire. Risks of HRT. A slight increase in the risk of breast cancer, particularly with long-term use. Increased risk of blood clots with oral HRT, but not with patches or gels. And a small increase in the risk of stroke if taken in tablet form. It's important to have a conversation with the doctor to weigh up the pros and cons based on your personal health history. Every woman's journey through menopause is different, and there are many options to explore. So how can you make menopause easier to manage? Keep a symptom diary to track changes and discuss them with your doctor. Prioritise sleep by creating a cool, relaxing bedtime routine. Stay hydrated and eat a balanced diet rich in calcium and vitamin D. Connect with others, whether through support groups, online communities, or simply talking to friends and family. Menopause is a significant life transition, but with the right information and support, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. If you're experiencing symptoms, know you are not alone and there are many options available to help you feel your best. Remember to take care of yourself, listen to your body and reach out for support when needed. Thank you for joining with me today. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. Until next time, take care and be kind to yourself.